This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. When British Airways bragged about its new $8.5 billion terminal at Heathrow Airport in London, the airline said it would be, quote, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for us to redefine air travel. Well, that has happened, but not in the way BA intended.
Because problems began as soon as the terminal opened last Thursday. First, workers had parking problems, couldn't get to their jobs at the airport. When they did get there, they couldn't log on to the fancy new baggage system, but the bags kept coming, so planes were delayed for hours. Hundreds of flights have been canceled so far. Dozens more will be scrapped in the next few days.
And now thousands of pieces of luggage have gone missing. Members of the British Parliament are calling it a disaster. Here is Aviation Minister Jim Fitzpatrick addressing the House of Commons.
By the end of the weekend, Mr. Speaker, some 28,000 bags had been placed in temporary storage. BA drafted in 400 volunteers over the weekend to help sort these bags and estimates that it will take up to a week to get them back to their owners.
No more volunteers. British Airways has now hired FedEx to help reunite passengers and their misplaced bags.
Joining us now is one of those passengers who traveled through Heathrow's Terminal 5. Rebecca Murray flew from London to Aberdeen, Scotland with her newborn baby to visit her parents. That was last Thursday, opening day of Terminal 5. And Rebecca Murray joins me now. Do you have your luggage?
I'm afraid I don't know. And I don't know when I'm going to be receiving it either.
You don't have your luggage? It's almost a week later.
Yep. And no word on when I can expect it.
What was in your luggage?
I had two cases, one for myself and one for my baby. In the baby's case was pretty much her entire wardrobe at the moment. She's 8 weeks old. My slings for her, I have a baby Bjorn, which is like obviously very handy for moving around with her. A lot of stuff missing, really. Apart from my clothes, my minimalist sort of postnatal wardrobe is in there and pretty much everything. Because I'm here for a month, though, I packed a lot.
So you packed your baby's entire wardrobe. She may outgrow that wardrobe by the time you get your luggage.
Exactly. And it's really sad because, you know, people were very kind and we got some really sweet outfits for her. I had this really beautiful little dress and hat and cardigan set that I wanted to take her to church in, and that's in the suitcase. And, you know, hopefully it will come back at some point.
Can you describe what it was like at Heathrow that day?
Yeah, it was kind of eerie, actually. When you go in, it's a really large space, so it's very lovely and light and airy, but it had a bit of a stressed kind of atmosphere, like people knew things weren't quite right. Once I got through security, which in itself was a nightmare because I was on my own with the baby, and the staff at security, after telling me that I was insane for travelling alone, then kind of did a shout-out to the passengers to ask someone to help me. None of them helped me. And then when I got through, you could see a lot of people who were very upset because they've been stuck for a long time without their luggage. But apart from that, it's a really nice building, really great shops, lovely restaurants.
Has the airline, has British Airways said anything to you?
Directly and personally, no. I didn't do anything initially. I mean, I filled out a form when I arrived in Aberdeen, and I left it for the weekend because I could see on the news what was going on, and I knew it wasn't going to be quick. But by Monday, when I hadn't heard anything, I started chasing them, and I found out that my reference number wasn't valid according to their, sorry, the baby's having a little cough. They'd lost my number. They didn't have a note of my claim, and I had to spend hours and hours on the phone on Monday trying to get through to them. And all I was told was not to hold my breath, that it would probably take a long time, and if I needed to buy anything to hold on to receipts to try and claim it back.
So I guess you've had to go out and buy some outfits for the baby.
Yeah, of course. We've had to buy a fair amount of stuff for Lottie, and I tried to hold out for myself, hoping that things would show up. But when they didn't, I had to go out yesterday and buy some clothes for myself as well.
Wow. So what is your takeaway from this?
I just have low expectations now about what to expect from them. And it used to be because of where we live, Heathrow would be better for travelling than Gatwick. But I guess now it's probably worth travelling all that way just to know that you're going to get through all right. My sister pointed out that all the time I was waiting in Heathrow to get up to Aberdeen, I could have taken a train.
Rebecca Murray, good luck, and I hope you get your luggage sometime soon.
Thank you very much.
That's Rebecca Murray speaking to us from Aberdeen, Scotland.